Hello, my friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Again, a holy privilege to be able to pray for you, and I just love reading the Word of God out loud. It really blesses me, and so you might be thinking, oh, she's really helping me in my walk, but actually, I'm helping myself in my own walk, because every time I hear the Word of God spoken out loud, my faith increases, and so kudos to you for also wanting to see your faith increase by hearing the Word of God. This is so powerful, and what a great practice. All right, so we are continuing our pathway through Matthew 21, verses 23 through 27 in the CEB, the Common English Bible. This is what it says. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him as he was teaching. They asked, "What kind of authority do you have for doing these things? Who gave you this authority?" Jesus replied, "I have a question for you. If you tell me the answer, I'll tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things. Where did John get his authority to baptize? Did he get it from heaven or from humans?" They argued among themselves, "If we say from heaven, he'll say to us, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But we can't say from humans because we're afraid of the crowd, since everyone thinks John was a prophet." Then they replied, "We don't know." Jesus also said to them, "Neither will I tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I love the power of questions. I love that you didn't answer their question except with a question, which is a teacher's way to educate. And you are also doing this in front of the disciples and in front of the crowds to teach them as well. Lord, would you teach us the power of asking questions? Help us to become so curious about the people in our lives that we would dare to probe, and not in an annoying way, but in a curious and kind way, to know what's going on in the hearts of others. And this question that you asked, Lord, was one of those questions that got to the heart of where they were at. It exposed their hypocrisy. They had to argue, and they realized they couldn't answer either way. This was an unanswerable question for them, because if they said that John had heaven's authority, then they would be accusing themselves because they didn't like him and didn't approve of him. If they said that he was of men, then all the people that were like, "No way, he's a prophet," would be so angry with him as well. So they were caught in the middle. And your question is what caused them to do that. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for confounding them and for showing us that it is not about necessarily having the right answers. It's about having the right hearts. And these religious leaders had stubborn, hard hearts. Their hearts were far from God. They did not know you. They pushed against you, but they all appeared to know you. And Lord, when I think about wolves in sheep's clothing, I think about that there are people in our churches that appear to love you. They appear to have all the right theology. They appear to say words that sound Christian, and yet their hearts are far from you, and some of them are leading people astray. So Lord, we pray for discernment for those wolves. We pray that you would shine your holy light upon them and that they would be found out. And we also pray, as we point outward to people like that, we have to point the finger back at us, because we also have that bent toward legalism. We have that bent toward just tell me what to do. Tell me the 7 things I need to do to look like a Christian, and just follow by rote instead of having our hearts altered by the God of heaven and earth. And so, Lord, we want altered hearts. We don't want to settle for just a bunch of words. We don't want to settle for checking things off a list. We want to settle only for for you crucified and us understanding your resurrection and welcoming you into all spaces of our hearts, even those deep dark closets where we have hidden sin or secrets that we don't want let out. Lord, we give you the key today. We say, open the closet. Blow some light in there. Please set us free from those things that we have hidden, because I know, Lord, that you have come to give us life and to give us life abundantly. And so I want that. And I know my friends listening today, they want that. But when we're hiding, and when we're hiding behind a mask, or we're hiding behind rules, we can keep our heart far from you. Lord, resurrect our hearts. Give us a heart of flesh. Replace our heart of stone. And renew our minds and our hearts today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. A bunch of different levels you can support the podcast at, and this helps keep Pray Every Day on the air. And I'm trying to not have to have advertising, so this is my way of doing that. So if you feel compelled by the Holy Spirit to contribute something every month, that would be awesome. And for those of you who are doing it already, thank you so much. And I hope for the rest of you too, that you would experience that kind of beautiful heart change that comes only by knowing Jesus Christ.